せーの、
村穂ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。So we spent a few days in Kigali, and you know, when you think about Central Africa or this part of the African continent, of course, coffee, ne?
Hi.
Hi. We started in Ethiopia, the birthplace of coffee, and then we went to Kenya, which has great coffee. Uganda has coffee, and Rwanda also has coffee, and Tanzania also has coffee. ということで、yeah, we wanted to do a coffee tour into like the mountains of Rwanda, and so Teru, ne, いろいろリサーチしてくれて、we found a place, south of Kigali, about 2 hour bus ride, 2-3 hour bus ride, three four hours.
Ah, そうだ、3になっちゃったんだ、2だと思ってた
の。Yeah, it was a little bit farther than expected.But yeah, we went to this town in the mountains called Huye. And we spent a night there and it was awesome.
また Kigali とちょっと違ってね。
Yeah.
よかったですね。物価が安かったです。
はい。And it was in the Butare region, and this little mountain town called Huye. And there's a coffee company called Huye Mountain Coffee. And we, through our Airbnb host Kim, he knows everybody. He's like, yeah, I know a guy that does coffee tours in Huye. I'll hook you up. And so, yeah, he connected us and we did a coffee tour. It was $30 US each for the half day tour of their whole entire plantation. Yeah, it was like over 4 hours. Learning about coffee and what they do and stuff like that. It was quite interesting. So this episode we want to share what we learned about coffee.
Hi.
The first things first.
Hi.
I wanted to say that the 97% of the coffee made in Rwanda is for export.
そうなんだよね。そうだそうだ。それもそうだった。
And then the remaining 3% is for domestic use, domestic consumption. And of the 3%, 2% or so is consumed by Muzungus, foreigners like us. And in Rwanda or in Kigali at least, there's tons of nice cafes where they serve local coffee, where we went to a few and they're all delicious. ただほとんど Yeah, it's not a coffee drinking culture in Rwanda just yet. But they're trying to spread it more domestically.
これからって言ってたよね。そのコーヒーがどういうふうに、なんだろう、美味しいんだよっていうのをもうちょっと PR していって、国内の人にも飲んでってもらうみたいな。
So it's still very much a tea culture in Rwanda domestically.国内ではまだお茶、紅茶系を飲んでらっしゃいます、ルワンダ人は。
ね、こんなにコーヒー有名なのに。
And then so yeah, we get there. And then the first thing we noticed, we signed the guest book. And...
いたね。
いたね、知っている人たちが。
ね、驚き。
There's a cafe in Fukuoka called Coffee County.Which serves like premium coffee, and it's in Punstock. If you know Fukuoka, you would know where it is, in Nakasu, in that little park. It's connected to Punstock, which is a famous bakery, and there's Coffee County. There's a couple locations, but that's the one that's closest to our house, so we go there quite often. And Coffee County, yeah, was at this Huey Mountain Coffee, and they did the coffee tour. It was in the guest book, and so...We were, どうも。
そう、コーヒーカウンティーもあったけど、1ページにどっかに絶対ジャパンっていう書いてあったから、本当日本人のね、訪問者が多くて驚きでござんした。
いや、すごい面白かった。
ね、大分のコーヒー。
大分の Three Cedars Coffee as well.
カフェも
いたし。Was also there and, yeah, なんか日本人めっちゃ来てんなっていう感じしたよね。なんかまあ、ね、我々もそうだけど、
だってさ、このエリアすごいコーヒーで有名なのにコーヒーツアーしてるのがここしかないんだもん。
Yeah, they're the only ones that do the coffee tour, so they get all the traffic, ね。You want to talk about like what I found the most, what you, I mean, there's so many facts that we learned. Can I talk about what I found was most interesting?
Okay.
So I had read about this before, but they were talking about it on the tour again, but the origins of coffee.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you know. Do you know? 皆さん知ってますか?
コーヒーがどうやって飲まれるようになったか。
そう、コーヒーの発祥。
じゃじゃん。
知ってますか?
誰に問いかけてんだか。
カルディって聞いたことあるよね。はい、If you live in Japan, you've heard of Caldi. Why?Because Caldi is a 何外国系スーパー That's 何
インポートものの
Yeah, they sell a lot of imported goods from all over the world. And they're all over Japan.、They're usually in like 駅によくあるよね、
うん、駅ビルとか。とかちょっとファンシーなデパートメント、
yeah. And they have a lot of coffee there. Anyways,、うん、カルディさんっていうのが、うん、He's from Ethiopia and theyThe legend says that he was a goat herder, 羊使いのおじさん、カルディというおじさんが一番最初にコーヒー豆を発見したと。
どうやって?
Yeah, he thought to be the first person to have discovered coffee because his goats were eating the coffee berries and he noticed the goats becoming super excited and full of energy. So he tried it and he felt the same thing.And so he brought it to his local monastery to show the monks, because they were like the highest of power at the time. And then the monks thought it was like the devil's work. So they burned it. And then you have roasted coffee beans. And one of the monks, you know, they burned it thinking that it would just like disintegrate and just be gone with. But one of the monks noticed that,it wasn't completely gone and he tried it and he noticed a lot of energy as well and that is said to be the origins of coffee、
mm.
and then so from there it the monks it what do you call it people in Yemen it got transported to people in Yemen and the Middle East it started blowing up in the Middle East and hence that's why you have what I mean if you know coffee ArabicaArabica コーヒーっていうのが、まあ、アラブ海からでアラブの国から発祥してきたもので It's considered the highest quality of coffee beans and that's it usually grows in countries close to the equator and that was the coffee that they were growing at Hue Mountain Coffee as well、
うん、
それが一番俺が面白いと思った、
うん、
どうぞ
その発祥の話から、
うん
まあ、カルディさん
あとね、あの、there's a diagram at the, there's a diagram picture of Caldi.
あ、それを突っ込んでたの面白かった。
うん、あの、there's a picture of Caldi, at the plantation, coffee plantation, except he was white. So I was like, wait, Caldi's not white, is he? And then our tour guide Eric was laughing super hard. He's like, no, he's Ethiopian, he's black. But I was like, why did you draw him white? He's like, I didn't do the art. But anyways.、
そうあの絵とともにね説明してくれたんだけど、カルディさんエチオピア人のカルディさんが羊使いで最初にその羊がなんかコーヒーの実を食べてなんかちょっと元気になってるなっていうのを見てなんだこりゃと思ってその人も試してみてそしたらそのエナジーを感じると、
うん、
でそれを近くのお寺のお坊さんに言ったんだよね、
うん、
そしたらいやそんなのはなんか悪魔の実だみたいなあの否定されて、
うん、
その持ってきたコーヒーの実を全部燃やされちゃったでその燃やされたやつを、まあ、別の僧侶が、まあ、ちょっと試したのか分かんないけど食べてそしたら自分もエネルギーというかこうちょっとハイになる感じ、うん、眠れなくなったっていうのを感じて、うん、そこからが
広まってったね、
うん、世界中にコーヒーってあこういうなんか眠気覚ましうんうんあるんだっていう広まり私はその後のそのアラビカっていう名前が面白かった、
うん
うん、そのアフリカ内で広まるんじゃなくて
先に中東で広まったよね、うん、イエメンで、
うん、で今度戻ってきて
世界一周してまたアフリカに戻ってきたよね、
うん、だからルワンダ
結構遅かった、
ね、遅いんだよね、
うん、
そう
生産国として
うん。エチオピア
ほぼ、ね、エチオピアすぐそこにあるのに
ねそう それが面白いです。でも
まあそこら辺の環境、コーヒー豆を育てる環境がすごいいいっていうことで、まあ、有名になってるわけね。
うん、
はい、
ですです。一応ガイドさん曰く、まあ、標高と天気と土のこの条件が揃ってないとあんまりいいコーヒーができませんって言ってて、うん、日本にそれ揃ってるとこないよねって言ったら沖縄がありえるんじゃないかなって言ってた。
うん、そうね、
標高高くないけど、まあ、気温も13から33、
うん、
で雨がそれなりに降る、
うん、
で土がなんかあんまり石の混ざってない綺麗な土があるのかな、知らんけど。
Yeah, if you were to grow it, I guess Okinawa would be, the conditions would be okay to grow coffee in Japan. I don't know. But I mean, it, like, yeah, Canada would be impossible. It's too cold. It's got to be temperate. You got to have the right soil and you got to have the right altitude. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to grow high quality coffee. People that we had, yeah, they served us, delicious cups, a couple cups of coffee. We got to grind and we got to, ね、なんかいろいろやらせてくれて。
うん。
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
これから美味しいコーヒーを選ぶときは、アラビカ 100% で買ってみましょうかね。
はい、うん。
勉強になりました。
勉強になりました。Those pictures will go up on Instagram very soon. Please follow us, like, share.Comment all that good stuff on tabi.lingual on Instagram and follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
Instagram tabi.lingual でやってるのでそちらを見てください。ラジオトーク以外に Spotify、Apple Podcast などで配信してます。
はい。
好きなので聞いてください。
アサンテサーナ、Thank you for listening, everybody. では次のエピソードで。